Stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. We gotta get a power increase, and we should get a better lease. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. We would really rule. Everybody would hear us. That's the way to do it. I could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman. Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw,
we would be really awesome.
We
everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
In all the competing schools. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go see.
One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth,
down the cake. We're glad to hear they might be giants too. So much talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so.
No one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
And 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Thank you. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, and we just heard a brand new, spanking new tune from Power Slot, who are here in the studio.
Hey.
Yo.
Hi there. Why don't you introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Linnea.
I'm JB.
We're Power Slot.
You guys are just going to make millions just from t-shirts, I think.
Yeah, we just made some.
Because of the band name.
I know
somebody in New York that wants one of your t-shirts.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll like the music, too.
Yeah, so tell us about recording the album and all that. Who produced the album with you guys?
Oh, we worked with Benny Grotto at
Benny Grotto
Studio. Yeah.
Isn't he like a Grammy nominated or Grammy winning? Like,
that's what I hear.
He worked with what's his nose? Weird Al.
Yeah, the Magnetic Fields.
That album got like a Grammy or something.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Or an Oscar. I don't know what. An Emmy.
I thought Benny would be super old before I met him because I had like heard of all the records he had made.
He's younger than himself.
You're like really young. Like, what the hell?
He's younger than himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm younger than myself. Look at me.
It's true.
So, what was the title of that tune?
Leopard Print Butt Plug, which we can say on the radio, apparently. Hi, Mom.
Yeah, I mean, why not? It's a medical device, after all.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how they were invented, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to keep stuff in there sometimes. I don't know.
We tried to find a leopard print one, but all they had online.
Did you
was
try
like,
Regretzi?
No, I yes, and Etsy and Amazon. They had ones with a tail like attached to them, but it's like, I don't want a tail. I just want like a normal one that has leopard print.
Well, you could take it to a tailor and get it customized.
Someone told me you should just put like duct tape over it, like that leopard print duct tape. I was like, rendering it unusable. Like, what's the point? Like,
well, how else are you gonna play kitties if it doesn't have a tail?
No, but it's. I mean, it sticks out like it's like leopard print, like, and then it blends in with like you wearing leopard print, so it matches the rest of the leopard print, you know.
So most people like write songs about how sad they are that somebody dumped them or something.
Oh, we have some of those.
Like, but how do you write a song about a butt plug? How does that come up?
I think it was a comment our drummer at the time, Ben, made to me once. It's like, hey. Look at that guy. It's someone you might know, actually. he must have a leopard print butt plug. It's like, where's the leopard print butt plug? I was like, oh, that's a song. And then, like, I don't know. Just, like, also.
So it was, like, a witty aside by one of your band members while you were just chilling.
Yeah. A lot of the songs are like that. It's just, like, someone will say a phrase, and it's like, oh, that's a good song title. Like, I don't know.
So you guys are going to do, like, a release show pretty soon, coming up
on August 5th.
Yeah, I think we should tell people about it because, you know, they might want to go and they might want to check out the music. Of course, they're listening to it now, but they also
it's a lot different.
They might want to get one of those t-shirts too so that they can offend their parents.
That's true. Yeah, everyone should come to the show at Out of the Blue in Central Square on August 5th and get a t-shirt and watch us play live. It's a lot different than the album.
But we will
be playing those songs.
Yeah, we'll be playing the same songs.
There's a lot more accordion live.
Yeah. And bassoon. Just kidding.
There will be some cowbell, though.
There will be some cowbell.
There'll be more cowbell.
There will be more cowbell.
Yeah, so let's play another tune. So which tune... do we want to play now?
My Mission.
No. What number is it? It's number four.
This is the radio edit, so there's a lot
of
radio edit.
We play radio edits on this show.
Yeah, it's FCC compliant.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's hear, and it's called?
My Mission.
My Mission.
Day night. my mission on Earth. Gonna hurt you like it's my mission on Earth. On a Tuesday night, after dark, come to my office, cause we have got unfinished business. Band practice, gonna play you like my favorite guitar. Gonna play you like my favorite guitar. On a Thursday night, with the stars outside, I'll put them right in your eyes. Yeah, I'm gonna fuck you.
Back in the studio with Power Slot.
Hey.
Yo.
So that song's about like when you were a Mormon and you were like you were proselytizing overseas somewhere, like Outer Mongolia or something, or the third ring of Saturn.
Actually, yeah, it's about a space mission when I went to Mars.
Mm-hmm.
To figure out if men were actually from Mars.
Mm-hmm.
Turn out some women were also from Mars.
Well, yeah, gender's like a spectrum.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that guy that wrote that book, like, he just didn't understand.
Yeah, he got it wrong.
He's like, got to start over. It's obsolete.
What planet do you go on, like, in the middle of it all, you know?
Yeah, so can you tell us more about the release show, like what else is going to be going on there? If there are people that like don't like your band but they like you, what else is going to be going on there?
Well, there's going to be like three other awesome bands.
Do you guys know who the bands are?
Yeah, so Belucatherium, which is like a sort of new project from Doug McCormick.
Is that like a super group or something?
It's kind of a super group. I don't even know who's in the band now, but it's like
a giant prehistoric elephant.
Oh yeah,
I guess they've
largest
gone extinct. Yeah,
yeah.
It's like it's like a prehistoric elephant.
So there's going to be a prehistoric elephant at your show, at your CD release show.
That's what I've been led to believe.
Hopefully, he doesn't get into a fight with the dog and Out of the Blue XO.
Because it will lose.
Yeah.
That'd be an interesting battle to witness.
And then, are there other bands besides Blucatherium? Blucatherium.
I finally figure out how to spell it today. It's like the moment when you memorize your credit card number, you're like, I'm an adult. Well, learning how to spell Blucatherium was like one of those moments for me.
I don't know my credit card number, so I might not be an adult.
You're not an adult yet, clearly. Yeah, Carissa Johnson's band is playing. She's really, really good. She kind of reminds me of like the Distillers, and Viva Gina's playing. Our good friends who
they were on this show.
Unicorns into the crowd.
They were on this show. They asked me embarrassing questions on the air. It was cool.
They tend to like make me dress up as a unicorn, which is like it's fun, but it gets really hot in that unicorn suit.
Well, maybe that's on purpose.
Yeah, I mean,
because they just want to see
anything for art, right?
Yeah, they just want to see what you look like when you're hot or something.
Well, yeah, a baggy unicorn suit that like hides everything is the way to see that for sure.
So there are like interesting like guitar noises on that tune. Do you use like weird like effects and stuff like blenders or like ring modulators or something?
Yeah, like
gonculators,
like an LFO. But I would love to incorporate blenders into that. In fact, I want to like incorporate power drills and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But haven't done that yet.
Does that make load-in more complicated?
Yeah, like I'd probably have to have like a whole like kind of table set up with all of the torture devices.
Mm-hmm.
And then have to like figure out when to pick those for the song.
And then people would like ask, so do you do this like torture thing as like a side job? Can you just torture people?
I hope they wouldn't ask that.
Not just guitars.
That'd be kind of personal, I guess.
Sounds like Tuesday.
All right, so let's play another tune. And which one are we going to play now?
Sad Ways.
And what number is it?
Three.
Number three. Letter three. Let's play. It's called Sad Waste.
Sad Waste of Your 20s.
Sad Waste of Your 20s. Okay, cool. Let's do it.
Never thought that I could hate someone.
So that one sounds like a hit to me. It's got like a powerful chorus. do you guys have like an MTV video for that, or a VH1 video for that?
That would be cool to have like little pop-ups come up.
Yeah, that would be a good one. We don't have any videos yet, but we're going to make one soon.
But I think like most people would be able to relate to that song because like everybody wastes their 20s.
Yeah, on beer.
For sure.
And even teenagers, you know, because rock and roll is really for teenagers, even grown-up teenagers. But teenagers, they're looking forward to wasting their 20s.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
And so like this kind of a song, you know, would be like anthemic for, you know, a generation to like ruin their whole 20s.
I've been working on it myself.
Yeah.
I guess I could see, yeah, somebody like dancing in an abandoned building, you know, like ballet.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah. Like maybe a black and white video.
That's a way to waste your 20s.
No. Not gonna say it. You know what I'm thinking of. I'm not gonna say it on the air.
That's a way to waste your 20s, though, like ballet dancing with nobody watching.
It sounds painful.
Hairbrush in the mirror.
Oh, yeah. For the video?
Oh, no.
All right, so let's remind people of the release show.
Yes. So this album's
location.
Coming out August 5th, and we're going to do a release show at Out of the Blue in Central Square.
An awesome place.
Yeah.
If you like art, and if you like any kind of weird knickknacks
or
accoutrement, they probably have leopard print stuff.
They do, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
They also have a human toilet.
Yeah? That's kinky.
Kinda, yeah.
I guess you'll have to go and find, you know, go there to find out what that is.
Yeah. There's a lot of things.
Yeah, I have no idea what that is. I want to find out.
You don't know what it is?
I mean, I know what it is, but
you'll have to come to the show and find out.
But they have like a lot of amazing work by local artists.
Yeah.
Who are all like great people too, and like a lot of them go to those kind of shows and stuff.
Yeah, it's a good mix of things.
So, like you can just hang out there and like meet the artists. It's not like one of those galleries where they have like a reception and then everybody lines up and they drink water out of those little like plastic cups that have like a point at
the
bottom.
It's very informal there.
Yeah.
And it's conveniently located to the Central Square T-stop, so you don't even have to bring any
like
kind of you know, combustion engine machine.
Yeah, and then like the Middle East is right there, and Phoenix Landing,
yeah.
Nightclubs.
Lot to do, totally.
Fun for the whole family.
Yeah, but the family should come to Out of the Blue.
It's all ages, in fact.
That's a very that's a good point. So
yeah,
it's
power
kid
sled show.
It's kid friendly.
Family friendly, mother tested, and you know, father approved.
Is it pasteurized?
No, it's raw.
Yeah.
Just like
and unfiltered.
Raw, unfiltered, just filthy rock music.
All right, so thanks so much, Power Slut, for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And hopefully you will sell 1 million T-shirts at this show in like 1,000 CDs.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Especially if we had that many.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are not that many, so.
No, so you better.
If people want T-shirts,
soon.
They got to
get them. So you
got to
get them now.
Yeah.
Limited,
they will
limited edition. They're going fast.
Yep.
Yeah.
Don't even wait till the show. Just like show up at these
come
people's
to my
houses.
Bedroom
yeah.
And steal them. No,
yeah.
Don't do that. That's creepy.
All right. Thanks a lot for coming in. You guys rule.
Thank you.
You rule.
her teeth had been baby silver tooth. She grins and grins. Take your hand.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We just heard Silence from Big Catholic Guilt. Before that, Feed the Tree from Belly, who they're doing some sort of reunion show tour kind of thing. So if you like them, you should go support them. And now we're going to hear something from Black Tie.